So Jackie, we're just here and you've looked at your video of your first part of the Lilith Rising. What are your observations about it?
My observations are I'm basically very pleased and I'm very grateful to Katie for helping me do it. The problem is, as I see, is the volume. I have to find a way to make my voice louder. Otherwise, I mean, no one's going to sit there with like a hearing aid or a trumpet trying to hear me. Apart from that, I'm so far so good, and I'm very excited about where this is going. But of course, this is one of these, I'm old school, so the technology, it's taking me longer to get into the technology than it would some sort of six-month-old child. So I have to look into how to amplify my voice. But apart from that, I'm... As I say, I'm so far so good.
How do you envisage yourself doing that?
Well, my friend Lucy has already suggested that she might have time to look something up for me online to get some sort of choices. My first thought is to go to someone like Curry's, but that's, as I say, because I'm old school. Yes, or I will ask around, I will look online. I mean, somehow I will find out what is the correct thing, the best thing for me to use in my circumstances. And I'm sure the technology is out there.
And any observations about the visual elements or the aspect, the setting?
Well, it's obviously not filmed in a Warner Brothers studio or anything like that. But given that we chose and I chose, I want to do it in an intimate, homely way, and that is my home. No, I was actually very pleased at the way it looked. So, again, thank you, Katie.
And can I ask, in the age of the selfie, how you felt about seeing yourself, you know, physically? Did you mind any aspects of your clothing, face, or, you know, your image? What did you, you know, what did you think? Any thoughts there?
I do normally not like seeing myself in photographs and things. I don't usually look for pleasure, but I looked at it because this is something I'm doing, so I've got to check it out. And actually, I was pretty pleased. I was pleased. I even had my legs crossed, which made it look much more elegant than the last time I tried it on, you know, sort of rehearsal, where I sort of looked like a sort of hippie cow, and I don't mean hippie in the sort of 60s way. And so, yes, overall, actually, I was delighted. And probably next time we do the next segment, I'll probably wear something else. I mean, who knows? Oh, it's so exciting.
Can you imagine yourself wearing? One of your wigs?
No, Lucy, I don't want to wear my wigs. The wigs are a joke. Maybe I'll get to the point where I'm so confident about this, I will wear one of my wigs and put on funny makeup. But at the moment, it's just whatever I'm wearing on the day that... We decide to do it, as long as I'm neat and tidy, and wouldn't be ashamed of my mother to see it.
Thank you for that, Jackie Da Costa at Blue Park Pluck Publishing. You can see from the photograph where to find out more about Jackie and her work.